U.S. Envoy Amos Hochstein realized that the Lebanese state was incapable of effectively managing the unfolding military developments along its border with Israel. He observed that its role had been reduced to that of an intermediary, conveying messages between Washington and Tel Aviv on one side and Hezbollah on the other. Hochstein has reportedly articulated his belief that Hezbollah was the sole party capable of restraining Palestinian organizations from launching rockets from southern Lebanon toward Israeli territory. This had the potential to provoke an Israeli response that could reach deep into Lebanese territory, leading to a widespread deterioration. Hochstein arrived in Lebanon and expressed his conviction that Hezbollah was the sole entity capable of exerting control over Palestinian factions operating from southern Lebanon, particularly regarding the prevention of rocket launches towards Israeli territory. Taking such actions could provoke an Israeli response that could impact regions deep within Lebanon, leading to a wider deterioration of the situation. Hochstein's visit to Lebanon was prompted by the deaths of civilians and the increasing concerns that this could potentially precipitate a military escalation that overlooked the rules of engagement. Notably, messages received by the Americans indicate that neither Israel or Hezbollah intended to escalate military operations. However, what perplexed the Americans, among others, was the incident that occurred on Sunday, November 5, when shrapnel from an Israeli airstrike hit paramedics from the civil defense associated with the Rezallah charity organization that morning. Israel promptly informed Hezbollah through UNIFIL forces that the strike had not been directed at the paramedics. However, a few hours later, another airstrike struck a civilian vehicle, resulting in 4 deaths. Were the actions intentional or accidental? In their efforts to address the situation in southern Lebanon, the Americans aimed to revert to the conditions that prevailed during the initial phases of the border confrontations. This entails confining the scope to a 2-kilometer depth on both the Lebanese and Israeli sides, as they believe such conditions can be effectively managed. Nonetheless, their insistence on the observance of UN Resolution 1701 primarily serves as a reminder of its existence, despite its practical relevance waning. The entities responsible for its enforcement, namely the Lebanese Army and UNIFIL forces, have failed to fulfill the tasks entrusted to them under this resolution. Their role is predominantly limited to the evacuation of Hezbollah victims and wounded members. Hochstein has shared his insights and left, leaving the situation in southern Lebanon open to a multitude of possibilities. He received no comforting words from either the Israelis or Hezbollah. However, he placed his trust in both parties' awareness of the potential disaster that could ensue if the conflict were to escalate.